Hello.
Sir, hi, good afternoon. This is Michael. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking to Henry Rodriguez?
Yes.
Hi, Henry. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. And thank you also for picking up my call, though. Well, Henry, I'm actually just doing a follow-up call. You know, we're managing your business, the five-star home improvements, INC. I noticed here that you sent us a message or a text way back on April the 1st that you wanted to cancel. Is this a good time that we can talk about it?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Well, again, I regret to receive your message that you wanted to cancel considering that you've been with us for years. I just wanted to know what happened. What made you decide to cancel?
Oh, because, well, I don't know. I don't know if you guys tried to get the profile of the business and never get it, I think. And so that's why I didn't get any calls right now, so I don't need to be patient. So that's why it is the reason, because the profile is suspended. So that's why, and you guys say, we're gonna try to active. So you guys were supposed to help me, but you guys never did it.
Well, I do really apologize to hear that. You know, you mentioned that your Google profile is suspended, and you think that we're not able to help you about this one. Well, upon reviewing your accounts, or, you know, before I called you, I reviewed everything here, and that's what I really thought. So they did check your profile here. I even checked, you know, previous escalations that we have in Google. Yeah, I would somehow agree with you that it looks like your Google business profile has been suspended for months. It's not that we're not helping you, sir. In fact, almost every week we've been reaching out to Google to have your Google business profile reinstated, but to no success. As a matter of fact, today we sent another email to Google. We filled out another form because they weren't really responsive since then. I noticed it here as well that you also lost your access to the primary email associated with the Google business profile, the smartworks352@gmail.com. That somehow also causes a delay for us to reinstate it. They've been sending those information to the primary email address. So technically, we're working in two things. One is we're trying to definitely reinstate the Google business profile. And second here is that we're having really problems in how we can access to the old email, because again, we've been sending all information to that email address that you lost access with. So I reviewed everything here and I came up with a plan as what I also normally offer to my clients that, you know, for cases like this, that Google is not responding, they're not cooperating, I always offer that why not we're just going to create a brand new Google business profile. You know, we're going to start from scratch. I understand that you might have reviews from the old profile. I believe you have at least 20 reviews, if I'm not mistaken.
Not but 20, like almost 30.
Almost 30? Like 30?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know that. You know, coming up with reviews, gathering reviews would definitely take some time, but if this continues to happen, like if Google is not responding, Google is not willing to help us with, you know, having access or reinstating the old profile, then I don't see any point of us, you know, continuing to reach out with them. Because again, as I mentioned, I tracked prior history. I know that we've been already working with Google since, I believe, November of last year, but still, up to this date, we're still, you know, making follow-ups with them, creating new tickets and escalation, but I would really say that they're not really being so helpful. So, I'm just thinking that why not we're going to create a new one? Let's start from scratch. Because this normally works, sir, instead of, you know, holding on to the old profile. I know that reviews take some time, but at least at the moment, you have a brand new business profile, and then we can help you with optimizing it and help you also gather new reviews. I believe your previous clients or even friends and families can help you gather reviews instead of, you know, sticking to the one that we are currently working with.
I don't need to create new profile for the moment. So if I change later, so I can call you guys. But for now, I'm gonna cancel.
Yeah, you can always give us a call if you need any help, though. But you know what? You're not only paying us $129 for the Google Business Profile, like managing it. You're also paying us for creating your website. If you remember, we created your website, the 5-star himpro.com. You know, we always have an option that we can continue managing this. Instead of paying us $129, you're only going to be billed for the website hosting of $49 a month. And then by then, if you're ready to start with a Google campaign, then yeah, you can always contact us that, and we'd be happy to create a new one for you, and that's when we can start again the campaign for $129. But at least for the moment, if you're not yet ready to do with a Google profile campaign, then we can keep the website up and running, because you can actually use this within your Google, Facebook or any other platform, or even your track as well. Is this also one way that your customers can see the things that you actually offer? You can also still get leads from the website as well.
So right now I'm gonna cancel, and I'm waiting for my license. So maybe I'm gonna change the name of the company, and I have your number. So I need a new website, a new profile. So I'm gonna let you guys know.
I understand, sir. Well, how soon do you think you can secure a license? Maybe I can just pause the account temporarily, so we can keep the same amount. Because you know, SEO at the moment it costs more than $300, not including the website. But at least in your end, since you've been with us for years, your only thing is $129. In fact, I also found a way here that we can help you with enrolling into a loyalty program, wherein every other month is also on us. In that way, I can just make a follow-up call, you know, pause everything at the moment instead of canceling, and then I'll call you back with you after a few months.
Yeah, you can. You guys can. Well, I won't cancel if I change mine later, so I can call you guys because I'm trying to. Because the price is organic. And I know it take like a little while to be in the first page, but when I get my license, I'm gonna try to spend some money, so to get more jobs, more jobs. I don't know how much I have to spend, but I can say $1,000. But for the moment, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna try to get some money for a spend later when I get my license.
I heard you, sir. Well, that's a good plan, sir. And yeah, I'm also excited to definitely onboard you as well in the future. But yeah, at the moment, as I mentioned, Henry, we can, you know, cancel Google SEO and then until you have your new license, your new business name. But at least for the moment, why not build just gonna keep your website up and running? As you said, you're getting some money, you're maybe getting more clients to help you fund your business. But at least for now, you have a good website. Again, that's only for $49 a month.
No, I'm going to change it because definitely I'm going to change something different. I'm going to do something different. So that's why I'm going to change it. I'm going to cancel. I'm sorry. I'm going to cancel. That's why I'm going to cancel. So I want to do something different.
Well, it's just going to waste of your investment with us that you wanted to cancel everything right now, sir. Because, you know, I know that we had issues with Google before, but as I mentioned, we can always help you get start new. I know that you mentioned again that you don't want Google at the moment, but at least for now, you have a good website. You know, when you go to Google, even if you don't have a Google profile, if they look up your business, the 5-star home improvements INC, your website automatically pops up. So I know that you don't have any profile active at the moment, but at least your website is visible. Maybe we can keep it this way. If you think $49 is kind of expensive, I can even lower it down to $39 if it helps.
No, for the moment. Definitely, I'm gonna change it. I'm sorry, but. Definitely, I'm gonna get new one. I'm sure. I'm gonna get my license. I'm gonna I'm gonna I'm gonna change the name of the company. I'm gonna do a small work contracting. So that's why. But definitely, I'm gonna cancel. I'm sorry about it.
Of course, you know, you don't have to apologize, sir. You know, I'm just trying to build value with the payment you spent with us, for the years you've been with us, and it, you know, it's just kind of shame that you're canceling because your Google profile is not yet reinstated. And I hope that you understand that we already tried our best as well to have it rectified and reinstated, but yet to no success. But as I mentioned again, sir, YNET will gonna pause everything else for you here. You don't have to worry, you won't be billed until we pause the account and then call you back, let's say in 3 months. I know by that time you already have maybe secured your license and we can start from scratch again, change everything here in our end. You know, think about the same rate that you'll be having in the future, the 129. I know that you already mentioned earlier that you're just going to, you know, call us back and reactivate. But, you know, new rates we have for new clients are actually very expensive, like $299 minimum. But at least for now, we can pause this one. You won't be billed until you agreed again to sign up. At least you will have the same rate of $129. And you don't have to worry. We're going to create you a new profile with a new business name and a new website as well with your new business name.
Okay, but you can cancel. But for the moment, you can cancel, and I'm gonna call you guys later when I get my license. Yep.
You sure you don't want me to just pause the account instead of canceling? I can pause it for 3 months. Again, you won't be billed until I speak with you again.
Yeah, you can pause. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, wonderful. Right, I was just gonna pause the account at the moment, sir. Do you think 3 months will be good enough for you to secure your license as well?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'll pause the account effective today. So I think that will be up until May, June, July 11th. So don't worry. Again, you will not be billed for this one until I speak with you again. I'm gonna make sure to promise to call you before July 11th, and hopefully you'll consider reactivating, and hopefully you'll have as well your license there. Okay.
Okay, thanks so much.
Of course, no problem. So I just wanted to confirm everything here before you disconnect the call, sir. Just to make sure that we have the same email address and file, the 5 stars woodwork@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, great. All right, so Henry, let me just go ahead and complete your pause request. I can send you also an email. Just give me 1 to 2 minutes here, please, okay? I'll be right back shortly. Thank you. I see on the line for me, okay? I'll be right back. Hold on. All right, Henry, thank you for patiently waiting, sir. So there we go. I have paused the account temporarily effective today. You'd also get to receive an email as a confirmation. So after 3 months before July 11th, I'll make sure to make a follow-up call so we can revisit your options again, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, well, aside from this one, is there anything else we can help you today?
That's all. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you also for picking up my call and also for your time today. We should have a great one. Talk to you again soon. All right. Stay well. Bye-bye.